The next question is Marie Miel. The last name is M-I-E-L-E. Miel-E. The first name is Marie. Number one, 75-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 4 without evidence of proteinuria. This CKD4 has been present for a lengthy period of time. She is anemic, and she's followed by the doctors at the Florida Cancer Center for the treatment. The kidney function this time, the serum creatinine is 2.2. The BUN is 34. The estimated GFR is down to 22. In the urinalysis, the specific gravity 10.19, the pH is 6.5. And the patient has a trace of protein. Pending is the albumin creatinine ratio in the urine. The protein creatinine ratio is within normal range, 155. T3, T4, and TSH with the normal limits. The patient is in a stable condition. Number two, the patient has a problem in the eyes that requires a intraocular injections every 2 months. And this has been going on for a long time. It's not macular degeneration, and the patient doesn't know exactly the type of disease that she is experiencing. The blood pressure this time is 120 over 64 in a patient that has a history of arterial hypertension. The body weight today is 190 pounds. I am advising the patient to decrease the body weight in order to preserve kidney function. A plant-based diet with a protein restriction of 40 grams in 24 hours with and low salt diet is recommended. Following number, anemia followed at the Florida Cancer Center. The patient has elevation of the kappa lambda ratio. Following number, hyperlipidemia under control. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy that is under satisfactory levels of T3, T4, and TSH. We're going to reevaluate the case in 2 months with laboratory workup. Whether or not this patient is a candidate for SGLT2, is so marginal with this estimated GFR of 22. If we notice that there is a significant elevation of the albumin creatinine ratio, we will consider. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face, 20 minutes in the documentation, 8 minutes.